This is a Fox News alert. Troops close in on the Ukrainian capital. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Cruise missiles pounding the outskirts of Kiev as Russian forces are moving to take control of the city. Fox's Trey Yingst is there.
Some extremely concerning reports about Russian troops within 20 miles of the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. Missiles have targeted Kyiv tonight. A number of times we've heard those explosions in the distance.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky telling his country Russian saboteurs have already entered the capital and says they're looking for him.
According to our information, the enemy marked me as the number one target. My family is the number two target. They want to destroy Ukraine politically by destroying the head of state.
Earlier, fierce fighting was reported between Ukrainian and Russian forces in the city of Kharkiv. The U.S. and several European allies sanctioning some of Russia's biggest banks and its tech sector.
The president admits Putin won't feel the pain for a while.
It's not going to occur. He's going to say, oh my God, these sanctions are coming. I'm going to stand down.
The latest punishment comes after a virtual meeting of the G7.
We will limit Russia's ability to do business in dollars, euros, pounds, and yen to be part of the global economy.
The West is not yet going as far as they can, as they are not yet kicking Russia out of the SWIFT financial system, holding back some sanctions to see what Putin does next.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. A new Fox News poll finds more than two-thirds of the respondents say they are dissatisfied with how things are going in the U.S. 76% say economic conditions are only fair or poor. Sources tell Fox News President Biden has made his choice for a Supreme Court nominee. Still no word on who it is. Wall Street closing Thursday higher. The Dow gained 92 points. NASDAQ up 432 points. The S&P 500 added 63. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine triggering new debate in Congress about authorizing the use of military force.
Lawmakers are worried about the U.S. getting sucked into battle if the war deepens. Thousands of American troops are now in Eastern Europe defending NATO countries. But what happens if there's an accident or if NATO and American forces are fired upon? The NATO alliance compels the U.S. to help. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution gives Congress the right to dictate how the U.S. deploys the military abroad. Some GOP senators want to vote soon on a resolution defining the objective of American troops in Eastern Europe.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. President Biden has repeatedly said American troops will not fight in Ukraine. A judge in Michigan has ordered the parents of accused school shooter Ethan Crumbly to stand trial on manslaughter charges for making the gun used to shoot four students to death available. Guilty verdict Thursday in the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers.
A federal jury found Tu Tao, J. Alexander Kang, and Thomas Lane guilty of violating George Floyd's civil rights. They were charged with denying Floyd medical care. Kang and Tao also failed to stop Officer Derek Chauvin as he pressed his knee into Floyd's neck. Chauvin's already been convicted of murder and sentenced. Floyd's brother Felonious called the verdict accountability and thanked prosecutors.
I'm starting to feel like I can breathe again, but I just need you all to tell Congress, don't let this tragedy hit your front door before you make a decision. Pass the law. Pass the George Floyd Policing Act.
While the officers could get life in prison, that is unlikely. The prosecutors would not comment on the sentence they will be asking for. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A strong but shallow earthquake has hit off the coast of Indonesia's Sumatra Island. No reports of damage or injuries so far. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.